Last time we began discussing the halachas of karpes, an area that is yes and mibeis hasayim, not hukaf ledira, where there's an isra tiltal, presumably midrabanan. So we'll move on today to discuss other details of hilchos karpes. The Gemara in daf kaf dalet amud aleph towards the bottom indicates that there's a distinction between ilanos and zraim in the context of a karpes. If you have an area that's filled with trees, trees are not mevatel dira. So even if you plant trees or have planted trees in an area, that doesn't compromise the dira status and that doesn't create a heter tiltal. As opposed to zraim, as opposed to plants or seeds that you plant, where that is mevatel dira. Meaning that even if you have an area that is hukaf ledira, and let's say you have an area that's based on saim, which is hukaf ledira. So if it's hukaf ledira, that shouldn't pose a problem of karpef. But even if it's hukaf ledira, meaning let's say you have a house there before you build the mechitzos, and then you plant zraim, we'll have to define exactly what zraim are, but you plant zraim, and then the zraim become rove of that area. Or if the zraim are themselves a shir, a beis hasayim, even if it's not rove of the area, then now there's an iser tiltal in that area that becomes a halachic karpef. Okay, so again, you have an area, even if it's hukaf ledira, but you plant zraim, if the zraim are either themselves an area of beis hasayim, or they're the rove of the area, even if they themselves are not a beis hasayim, that is mevatel the dira. This is what emerges from the Gemara on the bottom of Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we'll see it in Shulchan Aruch in a few minutes. The Rush there has a suffix whether this din of Zra'im Mevatlim Dira, does that even apply to a chatzer? It definitely applies to an open area that we would define as a karpet, even if it's hukaf ledira. Does it apply in your, so to speak, backyard? In a chatzer, where you plant zraim, is that also mevatel the dira? The way the Beis Yosef, the way the Tor presents this question in Sif Yud, is that essentially the suffix of the Rush has to do with the fact that a chatzer is more dira oriented to begin with than a regular karpet. A chatzer is an area that generally has residential use. So is the threshold for invalidating a chatzer as a place used for residential purposes, is that a higher threshold than that of a karpef? So if I plant zraim in a karpef, that'll be mevatel, the heter tiltal in the karpef. If I plant zraim in the chatzer, does that have the same effect? Meaning it's harder to be mevatel, presumably it's harder to be mevatel ledira v'chatzer because the starting point is that a chatzer is more miyuchad ledira from the get-go. Let's just read how the Torah presents it. V'chatzer u'rechava, this is Sif Yud in the Torah. V'chatzer u'rechava she'achori abatim, so a chatzer or the square behind the houses, right, this is the old structure where you have multiple houses that open to a common courtyard. Misapkele lemaram in the Rush im zraim mevatlim diresan lenyan zeh she'im ruban zruin, if the rove of that area is planted she'ivadlu kol adira v'afil entim salom ar kevin she'chashuv indira yoser ein azraim mevatlim diresan. And even if you'll tell me no, that because the starting point is that a chaser is more miyuchad ledira, so a chaser is more naturally used for residential purposes, so the zraim aren't going to be vatal the heter tiltal in the chaser, has zarua mia ein shem dira leha. But maybe the area that you plant itself is no longer considered ledira. So it won't be mevatal the heter tiltal in the whole chaser, but it should create a heter tiltal in the area that's zarua. And then if that area that is zarua is itself more than a shir karpef, so that itself is a mini karpef, and then that'll asur tiltal in the entire chaser. Or even if it's not a shibes asai, but it's rove of that area, shame karpi for love. Okay, so that's how the Torah presents the suffix of the Rush. The Rush seems to be taller this, or suggests this might be taller in Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos by Shomir and Beistira. You can take a look at the Rush for the details of how that emerges from Rashi Tosfos. There's a cheshbon there. But what do we assume in Shulchan Aruch? So take a look at Sif Yud in Shulchan Aruch. Karpiv Yosem Isasai and Shuhuka Fadira. Vinata Rubo Ilanus. This is Shinun Chas. I'm going to read Sif Tess and then Sif Yud. Shinun Chas, starting with Sif Tess. Karpiv Yosem Isasayim. Shehuka Fudira. Vinata Rubo Ilanus. So that's the first end of Ilanus that are not Mabalim Dira. So you have a Karpiv, which was Huka Fudira. So the starting point of a Huka Fudira is that there's a Hetzer Tilto. Vinata rubo ilanos. Now you plant rov ilanos. Afilu einam netuim shiroth shiroth. Even if they're not planted in formation, einam aval madira. So ilanos are not aval madira. Aval im nizra rubo hazra aval madira. But if you have rov zraim, Zraim are mevatel dira. Afil ein behem elas sasayim. Even if it's only a sheer base sasayim. Nizraim miyot, if it's a minority of the area, evo elas sasayim. Mutter yosim is sasayim aser. So if the minority of the area is less than a sheer karpeth, it is mutter. More than a sheer karpeth is aser. Okay. Now, Sif Yud. Mi sheyesh lo gina b'chatzera. Person has a garden in their chatzer. Im hu rov ha-chatzer, if the garden constitutes the rov of the chatzer, afilu ein ba'ela beis asayim, even if that area is only beis asayim, lo yitalta mimenu min ha-chatzer l'bayis. Then you should not carry within that gina, within that chatzer, or from the chatzer to the bayis. And if the area that has the drum is more than a sasayim, you can only carry daladamas. So the Mechaber passed with the Chumra that Zerayim are mevatel dira even in a chatzer. Not only in a regular generic carpet, even a chaser, even if you make your backyard, your courtyard, into an area that is rov zraim, that's going to be mevatel dira, and that could compromise the heter tiltel, even if it was hukaf l'shem dira.
When you normally have a garden, how do you make it mevatel? What's the difference in that?
What do you mean, if you normally have a garden?
You normally carry a garden in certain cases. In the Gemara, it says garden.
Gina.
Yeah.
That's an example of a karpif that has, you have to be makif l'shem dira.
Oh. And this is talking about...
This is talking about where you started, where it was, it's not hukaf l'shem dira, it's you had, it was originally hukaf l'shem dira, and now I make the garden afterwards. Right, so now that's going to compromise the Hekel Fashem Dira. So then I would have to, if I wanted to create a Hetzer Tiltel there, so either I'd have to surround the garden with new mechitzos and cut that off from the other area of the Chatzer, or I would have to make new mechitzos around the whole Chatzer and make that Lashem Dira. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Gimel. Mi sheyesh lo gina, af shekvar nisbar kol zeh b'sif hakodem, even though this is all explained in the previous sif in the context of a regular karpeif. Mikol makom, chazer hamechaber, v'shana din zeh, le'inyan chatzer. Nevertheless, the mechaber reiterates this halacha in the context of a chatzer. La'ashmi'inan de'kashem shezra mevali mechitza shal karpev shehuk v'ledira k'malke mevali mechitza shal chatzer. I tell you that this applies to a chatzer also. The previous sif test, that's the regular din of a generic karpev that we know. Sif yud is that suffix in the rush that even a chatzer is subject to zra'im mevalim dira.
What's
a chatzer? A chatzer is something that's more miyuchad l'dira. So you would have thought, that's the suffix in the rush, that the threshold for being mevatel l'dira is higher. So even though zra'im in a generic karpev created an isur tiltel, maybe zra'im in a chatzer wouldn't, because the starting point is that a chatzer is more miyuchad l'dira.
What's the difference?
A chatzer is more miyuchad l'dira than a regular karpev. A chatzer is a courtyard in the back of your house. A karpev is anywhere in the middle of nowhere. A regular gina, pardes, borgenin, little karpev for places that are further out, not in the city, not in your backyard, that aren't for residential purposes. A chatzer is in your backyard, right? So the threshold for removing the dira status should be higher. So that's the subject of the rush. And we pass the lechumra that even by a chatzer, zraim amr v'alim dira. Take a look at the Shaar Tzion Sifkat and Sandach Zayin. He says, harush misapik b'zeh. This is the subject of the rush. The efshar mechitza shel chatzer lo mevali mishum zraim. That may be the mechitzas of a chatzer are not subject to being nullified through Zrayim. That's the subject of the Rush. The Torah, Acher Shehevi Dvar of Kasav, V'tov L'Hachmir. And the Torah says, we should be Machmir. Then the Chaber Sasam, B'Pshitas, T'din Chatzer, K'din Karpif. The Mechaber doesn't quote today, so Mechaber just paskins that it has a din of a Karpif, period. Umidibre Magen Avram, Mashma, T'hu Machma Safik. The Shaar Tzion says the Magen Avraham sounds like the Mechaber passes this way misafik, because lashon of the Magen Avraham sifkat in Yudbeis is Shema Zrayim Mevalim Dira Chatzer. The Magen Avraham sounds like the Mechaber passes this way misafik. Well, in Yisaiti, it's a safik. It's not just a safik in a rush. Me'achar Sharash Bakasav Lehedya Bavodas Hakodesh Didin Chatzer Gedin Karpev. Kakasu had a ritva the chidushav, chemucha persha benu chananel, kachmash rimagash, imkevavadil on the cross fake of the rush, nego kohani yabusa. So it's true, the rush has a suffix. Magad of Rav writes, it must be that the mechaber is passing on the chum because the rush is suffix. And Mishnah Berurah says, it's true, the rush has a suffix, but a large number of Rishonim paskin unequivocally that a chatzer is subject to zra'im mevalim dira. So he says, most of the shown in my record, paskin l'chumra. So it's not that the mechaber just paskins this way misafek, but you have an impressive list of rishonim that paskin unequivocally a chatzer is subject to zra'im mevalim dira.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We run into a problem, basically.
We run into a problem.
I mean, if you have cultivated, right, how do you fix this?
Right, good. Okay, so we're... let's present the evidence, and then we'll talk about the solutions. Good. Okay, then, the Gemara has another related halacha, the bottom of Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph, Mayim. So look at the Gemara, five lines on the bottom, Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Karpes. Yoser mi beis asayim shehuka fledira. If you have a karpev more than beis asayim, which is huka fledira, then it's mali mayim and it fills up with water. Sab rabban lemeimar ki zraim dam avaser. So rabban thought to say that's like zraim and it's mevato dira. Excuse me. Amaluhu rav abba avua the rav brei the misharshia halchi amrina mishmei the rava. Mayim kinetayim dami vishari. No, it's like trees and trees are not mevatel dira. So initially, Rabbanan thought to say that it's like Tzom is mevatel dira. Rav Abba said no. Mishmei de Rava, it's like Ilanos, like Netayim, and it's not mevatel dira. Okay, water is not mevatel dira. Amar Meimar, Kaftal and Rebez on the top line. Vehu dechazil nitash mishta. What is it that water is not mevatel dira? Meaning you have your karpef, and it fills, or an area that may be a karpef, and it fills up with water. So you have a karpef that's hukah for dira, so you have a hetzer tiltel. Now it fills up with water. So if we say that the water is not mevatel dira, Amar Meimar, vehu dechazil nitash mishta, that's only if the water is usable. But if the water is not usable, there is no heter tilto. What does it mean? Look at Rashi, top line. If it's usable as drinking water, so then that's a function of a dira. So if you have drinkable water that fills up your karpef, that's not mevatel dira, because drinking water is a normal function of dira. Yeah? Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. This is quoted in Se'if Yud Aleph. Let's read the Mechaber. Karpev Yosemi Beis Asai is Jehuka Lidira, Sifir Aleph. Venev Nisubo Mayim, water comes into the Karpev. Imru Uyim Lishasiya, Emev Alamadira. If it's drinkable water, it's not Mavazal Dira. Says the Mishnah Berura, Sibkatan Pehei. Imru Uyim Lishasiya, but some alum Lishdias Adam. It doesn't mean that you can have your animals drink the water, it means it's fit for humans to drink the water. And some say, even if it's not drinkable, but it's usable for laundry, for washing your clothing, that's also a function of dira. Take a look at the Sharisim here, Sifkatan Pe Aleph. Who says this? That even laundry suitable water is not mevatel dira. Rashba, but it's hakodesh. Kasav, mayim aruyim lishasiya ulekvisa. If it's usable for drinking and for laundry, upasha da oksa. It doesn't mean drinking and laundry; it means drinking or laundry. So according to the Rashba, even if it's not usable for drinking, if it is usable for laundering, then that's considered a tashmish lidira. V'chei mashba b'ramba. Paratazayin, din tazayin. What does the Rambam write? Nismali mayim. If the carpet fills up with water, afilu hayu amukim harbe. Even if the water is deep, im hayu ruuyin litashmish. If the water is functional, harehin kinatayim umotil atata bakula. Vim einan ruuyin litashmish. Ella the David Amos. The Mishmura thinks that Lashon of Ruin Latashmish includes not only drinking, but includes laundry as well. So he thinks the Rashba, the Rambam is like the Rashba.
Are you
the Rambam? The Rambam is Perek Tezayin Halachava. The Mishmura references, he doesn't quote it verbatim, but I just quoted you the Rambam verbatim. Again, Nismali mayim, tezayin vav, nismali mayim, afilu hayu amukim harbe, im hayu ruuyim latashmish, harehin kinatayim umutu latata b'chula. So the Mishmura thinks that lashon ruuyim latashmish implies not only drinking. Why is that not necessarily behechreach?
Well, yeah, because tashmish could be
l'chol davar,
you know.
No, he's saying that tashmish is for anything, not only drinking. The Mishnah Berurah is saying within the Rambam, that the Rambam is like the Rash for the Tashrish isn't only drinking, it could be laundry as well. Why is that not necessarily Mukrach?
The question is the
level of Tashrish. Well, the Rambam is quoting Lashon Gemara, right? Amar Bai, the Gemara says, so the Rambam is quoting Lashon Gemara. Uh-huh. Rashi says Kazu Tashmish is a Shisiyah, it sounds like Dach, but the Rashba says Shisiyah and meaning or kibbutz. Mm-hmm. The Rambam really says quite a Lashon Gemara, so it's hard to read in to the Rambam's Kazu Tashmish day is Bechreach, meaning any function beyond drinking. The Rambam's not taking a stand, the Rambam's just quoting Lashon Gemara.
At the same time, obviously, the Rambam, when you say taking a stand, right, you know, meaning. You're right. At some point, the Rambam could have been, you know, but there's also the story of Haile Lafarish.
But Darko Shel Rambam is to quote Lashon Gemara. So, when the Rambam quotes Lashon Gemara, it's hard to be mitayeg anything from the Rambam's citation.
True.
Now, it's Lashon Gemara translated from Aramaic to Hebrew, but it's still Lashon Gemara.
Yeah, and Mehechatesi, the Gemara should be limited to something. Right,
meaning, so you could have argued that Rashi is a Kiddush and Chazal Tashmish means any Tashmish. Okay.
Yeah, but I hear the point.
But the Rambam is just quoting Lashon and Gemara.
Fine.
And the Mishnah Berurah thing says the Yesh Lahakil like the Rashba, since we're only talking about a Sveik of the Rabbanan anyway. Now he does say, see, the Mishnah Berurah here in Sharatian says he thinks that's the Mishnah of the Rambam. I think he dings up with that. Then he says, "Chei Mashal L'Chavir Ritva, Shele Hisker Klal Shesia Ella Mayim Zachim Elo Mayim Achurim." So the Ritva says, doesn't mention anything about drinking. He says, if the water is clear, as opposed to if it's cloudy. So that could be. If it's cloudy, it's not usable for anything, even for drink, even for laundry. So that may be a stronger idea in the Ritva, that the Ritva at least is like the Rashba, that you don't need to drink the water as long as it's usable for laundry. And the Mishnah Berurah thing said you can be mekel lemaisa even if it's only usable for kibbutz. So what is the shear of water that doesn't pose a problem if it's usable water? The Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sifchat and Peites writes as follows. Kasva Chronim, Mishnah Berurah Sifchat and Peites. The Kosa Dafka Kisha ein amok asarat vachim mitzvasa. Vegan ein mislakit asarat vachim mitzvah kilof dalet amos. De ib amok asarat vachim mitzvasa. Alkal panim mislakit asarat vachim kilof dalet amos. Kosei amayim atzma nasa mechitza beimakam amayim lishara chatzer. Vein usar elamakam amayim atzma. So that's not what I want to read. I want to read the next Mishnah Berurah. Just to finish, right, what it says, again, the Mechaber writes here, let's just finish it up, that if the water is not drinkable, so that water is Mevatel Dira, Dinam Kizrayim, which is Mevatel Dira, Vahu, Sheheba Omka Masar Tvachim. When is it a problem? If the water is 10 Tvachim deep. If the water is 10 tvachim deep, then that's mevatel dira. If it's less than 10 tvachim, that's not mevatel dira. Mishnah Berurah writes, and I think we'll have to come back to this, the pachas me'asar tvachim, sepat and sadi, pachas me'asar tvachim, havalei ketit v'refesh v'alma. If it's less than 10 tvachim, that's just like like tit v'refesh, like what's the English translation of tit? Not tar.
Mud.
That's like mud, which is not kolik rishus atman, which is not mevatel dira. So, in the New English Erevin Sefer, the quote from Rabbi Hyman from Baltimore. One published by Feldam a couple years ago, Rabbi Francis, the son, Rabbi the two Rashi Kola from the Chicago Community Kola.
Very nice. Okay.
I think it's called the Laws of Erevin.
Okay.
So in the English Erevin Sefer, they quote from Rabbi Hyman from Baltimore that Rav Moshe Paskin that this shear of ten tefachim that was relevant v'meha, because it used to be that if you had up to 10 tefachim of water, it wouldn't prevent someone from walking through that area. I mean, if you had to get from one side of the street to the other, and there was water less than 10 tefachim, so then it wouldn't stop you from walking across the street. So if the shear of water is less than 10 tefachim, that doesn't prevent you from walking through it, and therefore that's not mevatel dira. But nowadays, no one would do that. Nowadays, if you have 2 feet of water in the street, you're not going to walk through the 2 feet of water. So he quotes the Moshe that nowadays even less than 10 tefachim would be mevatel dira. So he says lemaisa, he quotes Rabbi Hyneman, that more than 3 tefachim you have to be machmir as mevatel dira. Less than 3 tefachim he's not sure about. Would you say that less than 3 tefachim, 9 inches, 11 inches, less than 3 tefachim, people would still they need to walk through it. This is what Rabbi Hyman quotes from Moshe, quoted in the English Erevin Sefer, the Laws of Erevin. But this is basically the Mishnah Berurah already talks about this. The Mishnah Berurah Be'er Halacha here, v'hu sheyehei ba'omka masara tefachim. Where does the shear come from? So he says it's a Rashba and a Ritva, but some Rishon are cholik. Maybe even less than tefachim is 10 tefachim is mevato dira. He writes at the end, sorry?
Where does he get 3 tefachim?
Did he even
say that?
So it's from, I'm going to quote now at the end of the Be'er Vida, the mistabra, da fil as far as harash with the imei, who are machmir, da fil bepachos miyud nami yasser. So the Mishnah represents some rishonim that are machmir even less than 10 tefachim that is in Vatal Dira. Mikamaka modu, bepachos miyimel, the Eino Aser. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that everyone should agree less than 3 tefachim is a mevatel dira. The Ka'ara Samithi, that's a sheer love. So within 3 tefachim, it's like it's on the ground. So it's like it's part of the ground. The Gam Eino Kasha Vashamish Sham Tashmishin Shachatzir. And practically speaking, if it's only or less than 3 tefachim of water, that doesn't necessarily interfere with using that area. If it's only within 3 tefachim, less than 3 tefachim of water, so you could use that area. So that's what Mishnah Berurah thinks, that everyone should agree if it's less than 3 tefachim it's usable and therefore water is on the battle dira. And that's what Rabbi Hyman quotes from Ramosha, that the question is nowadays, is that still true? Would you say that less than 3 tefachim is still considered to be ra'oi litashmish?
Well, you have said first season.
I'm sorry?
First season seems much better.
What's the first season?
It's longer.
Right, but even if it's halakhically lavud, if practically it prevents you from using the area, maybe that could still be an impediment.
You treat it like it's not there, so.
Okay.
And that's completely arbitrary. Exactly where you said.
Correct. So right, what you're saying is that it should be dependent on those reasons. That if yeah, the love it is, I think that's a Mishabrua's explanation. That's not coming from the Rishonim here. He's saying that Mistaber, everyone should agree within three Tefachim is not a problem. He says two reasons, right? Either because of love it or because it's still usable. So that question as to whether nowadays less than three Tefachim is going to be the Batal Dira may hinge, as he pointed out, Yossi, on those two explanations of Mishabrua. Right. What's the primary reason that less than three tefachim would not be a problem?
How do you explain not walking through it that it's exactly ten tefachim when you give the reason that it's not so mishus?
Again?
It gives the reason that it's not so mishus.
Right.
How do you explain that exact number if it's people would walk through it? They both seem completely arbitrary if you're going to explain it in terms of people not being able to walk through it.
It could be you need both factors, meaning if it's more than 10 tefachim, that's chalak rishus atzma, period. Even if it's less than 10 tefachim, so where it's not chalak rishus atzma, if you could walk through it, so then the tashrish shadir isn't compromised. But if you cannot walk through it, then maybe the tashrish shadir is compromised even if it's not a rishus atzma. That seems to be implied by the Mishabur Sukhat and Sadi. The Mishabur says, less than 10 tefachim, unless I take a rafesh. Less than 10 tefachim, you still walk through it. I'm sorry?
Shame Falcon is just not smart. That's the reason.
But why?
Well, that's what we
see. Wait,
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a good thing because it's usable to some extent. I'm sorry?
Is there any halacha with 10 tefachim that it could be referenced to?
I'm not sure. Okay.
Don't worry, so what do you need?
I'm sorry?
Because it was just how much was happening.
Yeah.
You need 10 tefachim.
10 tefachim is a shiur milchitza to make something into a shiur milchitza. I'm sorry?
That could be what it's talking about.
But that's not a function of tiferefesh per se.
No, that's not what it says. Shein chok and rishus latzmar, it's not some rishus.
Why is it not some rishus?
Because in order.
Sorry?
There are also when it's less than 10, isn't it?
Right.
It blends in, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So then the same thing.
So why does it have to talk about tip refresh?
Because
Okay, let's move on a little bit. We can think about the comments of Refish a little bit more afterwards. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Acharonim discuss, now with this background, in your community Eruv, where you have a large area that is surrounded by Suez HaPesach, or Mechitzah for that matter, if you have an area that's the dimensions of a Karpeth, that has the Shir Beis HaSayim, and it's filled with Zra'im, or something similar, then if it's a halachic karpeth, there'd be an Issur Tiltil in that area, and then there'd be an Issur Tiltil in the entire area that's surrounded by Tzivos HaPesach because of Nifas HaMakom Asulah. Right? I mean, that area that the karpeth is also betiltil, and if that's also betiltil, then the whole other area of the city is Nifras into the place that's also betiltil, and that would be us as well, because of Nifras L'makom Ha'asrlo. So how do you construct a community Eruv and have Karpaves in the midst of the Eruv? So the simple solution is to surround that particular Karpave with its own Mechitzos, to box it out, so that it doesn't harm the Hetzer Tiltil and the rest of the area enclosed by the Tzivos HaPesach Eruv. So if you have a karpeth in the middle of the city, you surround the karpeth with its own mechitzos, so you won't be able to carry in the karpeth, but you can carry in the rest of the city because the city is no longer nifras l'makom asul. But short of that, what is the basis for including karpeths in community Eruv? So this all hinges, or largely, on a tshuva of the Dvar Shmuel. Dvar Shmuel, Rav Shmuel Avuah, was an early Italian Akron. This Dvar Shmuel is quoted by the Chacham Tzvi, and then expanded on, you have it here in the Be'er Halacha. But this seems to be the basis, and we have to figure out how we understand the Dvar Shmuel, but the basis for including karpeths in community Eruv. I'm sorry?
Why could you not?
So a karpev is also betiltal, right? If it's not hukah fadir, I'm sorry?
So is a karmelis.
A karmelis is nitar ayidei tzivos HaPesach.
Oh, but we don't say that with karpev.
Right. Unless it's unless there's a tashrish fadira, but if it's not fadira, then you can't be matzah tiltal that way in a karpev, even if it's mukaf mechitzas. Okay. So the Dvar Shmuel, is Simon Reish Nun Tes. As far as I know, there's no new fancy printing of the Dvar Shmuel. There's just the old footprint of the hard to read. And it's quoted in the Be'er Halacha in Se'if Tes, Dibur Maskil Aval.
So the thing that says it's like a karmelis, that's not enough?
What do you mean like a karmelis?
We were discussing yesterday that it's like a karmelis, and a karmelis can be...
That's as far as a hetzer tiltal from a karpeth to another karmelis. Is do we treat, as far as the definition of Rishus, do we treat a karpeth as a Rishus HaYachid with an Issur Tiltol, or as a karmelis? That's no gaya carrying from one Rishus into another Rishus. That doesn't create a Hetzer Tiltol in the karpeth itself. The karpeth itself is also a Tiltol unless it's a Hukuf Tadira. So the Dvar Shmuel, we'll read it inside, but you can take a look at the excerpt in the Be'er Halacha Siftes Yibur Maskel Aval while I read the Dvar Shmuel inside. Ir Mukafas Choma Hello Hu Alexandria Dila Falia, some Italian place. She Kamu HaYehudim Rishus Letalkel Besocha B'yom HaShabbos. Kamu HaYehudim Rishus the Talmud of Sachar Yerushalayim. They made an Erev Chatzeros. The Nimsu Ba Kein Karpifos of Sodas Mibifnim Samach Lachoma. So it's a walled city, and they did a Skiris Rishus, so they should be allowed to carry inside. It's surrounded by walls, but inside there are these Karpifos or fields Samach Lachoma next to the wall. Shezarim of Samlif Amim that they plant them sometimes. The topic was, is that a halachic karpev, which would be mevatel v'dira, and prevent the hetzer tiltal in the city. So he answers, Avo bitzara liyosaiti atzara al chidushe halachos hanovos mitok sivas kvo taraso v'zayas harishon al devar din ir hamukas eskoma shekano hayehudim reshusel talto l'sofo yom ha-shabbos v'nimtsuba kein karpifos asadas mibifnim samach l'choma shezarma sam l'famim v'nistavka bedina mim chaleyem v'dini divi sofrim v'niskim v'sach of erubim paragos and pasin. Fine. That's the shayla. Ra'isi v'nasa nesli v'yachila kanacham sha'asa sa'chachma sa'adam bein hekaf ha'ir ha'asi l'shem diras kol yoshveha u'bein hekaf karpet echad ha'miyucha l'baylov. The gam sparasi chalusha matelizesh. She'im amru shazra mevalam diras hakarpev. Ein lanu lado mimenu. She'gam mixas karka zarua. Halo mitarhu legabe kol ha'ir levatel godel hekef dirasa. So the area that is planted is tiny relative to the whole city, and that's not going to be mevatel the hekef dira. So even though that area is a Shir Beis Asayim, but it's a tiny part of the whole city, and that's not Mevatel the Hekef Dira. So he says, if you just have a karpif and that's all you're looking at, that's going to be Mevatel Dira. But if you have a tiny karpif in a big city, that's not Mevatel Dira. Uma gam sh'al harov kavanas hamelech o sareya ir divinyana the hekefa. The intention of the city officials, the king, when the officers make the city, rosem lechachila laniach mibefnim lechoma makom harvacha chalaka achas rechavas gedayim. Part of the city planning is to leave an empty area next to the wall, miblishem venue with no buildings, lechizak shmir asair for the protection of the city, the lig yonoseha l'shasat sarach, and to allow the army to set up, to have a staging area when necessary. Kamina grove hayaras of mitziros, the open sheosa makam apanoi lo yikra mevatel hakavadira. That's not called mevatel hakavadira. Al adraba ma'asher mekayim shemo. It enhances the dira. The tachlis kavanaso hamitzuya lahakiv lishmer diras hashran. The whole point of that empty area is for the protection of the residents. The imlef amim zarmaso. Even if they're going to plant it, that's only temporary. Okay. So he says two things. Number one, it's a relatively small area relative to the size of the whole city. And number two, part of the city planning is to dafka, have that area open, and that enhances the city and enhances the protection of the city. So we'll have to discuss is, are these two reasons independent, or do you need both of them? And how does that apply to modern city planning? Okay, I think we'll stop here. And pick up Mirza Shama Monday to conclude Karpif.